When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Episode 22, dropping comparisons, releasing judgment, and focusing on you with life coach Jacqueline Hurst. Welcome to the Alternatively Healthy podcast. I am your host, Becky Rabin, personal trainer, wellness coach, and founder of online wellness magazine, Alternatively Healthy. This is your high-vibe, soul-soothing weekly dose of wellness. Each week, I will be getting up close and personal, bringing you conversation and insight with some of the wellness industry's most renowned health practitioners, coaches, experts, and thought leaders from around the world. Through our podcast, we hope to give you all the information, resources, and tools that you need to help shape the healthiest and happiest version of you. Jacqueline Hurst is the UK's leading specialist in advanced structured hypnotherapy. She also works as a life coach and master NLP practitioner and is a well-known expert in her field. With many tools in her box, she uses a unique, specialized and highly sophisticated technique to help clients drop their negative thoughts and behaviors to get past their own limitations once and for all. Jacqueline is GQ Magazine's resident therapist and is regularly featured in media as an expert in her field, including the Sunday Times, the Telegraph, Harper's Bazaar, the Times, Easy Living Magazine, the Daily Mail, BBC London, Talk Radio, and the Oprah Winfrey Network. Jacqueline is also the founder of The Life Class, an online life coaching school where people can either learn to become a certified life coach or simply work on their own self-development and mind management. In this episode, we get up close and personal with Jacqueline, talking all things dropping comparisons, releasing judgment and guilt, and turning all that focus onto you instead of what's going on out there.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good. Very well.
Good. I am super excited to have you here today on the All Healthy podcast because I guess for me, like all things wonderful in this world, we kind of just fell upon each other, didn't we?
It's funny, isn't it, how that works? I mean, I'm a really big believer. I'm sure we'll get into this into, you know, our conversation, but
absolutely.
I'm a really big believer of like it's working how it's meant to. And, you know, I've met quite a few people in such random ways when it comes to my business, like people through Twitter or Instagram. But, you know, it's just
amazing, isn't it?
I just, I'm a really big believer of it. Yeah.
I think for me, people kept telling me about you and they were like, oh, you've got to get her on. You've got to speak to, you've got to reach out to her. And you just kept coming up for conversations. So I was like, right, I need to reach out.
Thank you.
Then we kind of just found each other and I love that. And today we're going to be massively focusing on, as you said, like really just trusting and tuning into you and being open to things like that happening, but also on something that's really, I guess, very close to something I've dealt with all my life and also what a lot of my audience message me and say, and that is of comparing yourself to others and learning to be a little bit less affected by what others A, think of you or B, do to you. And I'm someone who I guess really has been affected in the past. I was always such a people pleaser, firstly, and also really cared about what other people thought of me. And for too many years, that blocked me from doing what I love. So really keen to go on to that. But I guess before we go any further, I know you have a bit of an incredible story like most of my podcast guests do. So please do share your story on how you wound up here helping all these thousands of people that you've helped.
It's a bit of a random story, really, because it's one of those things that you look back and you think, oh my gosh, it was so perfect. So for me, I hit crisis when I was about 10 years old and I got quite heavily into all the wrong routes of life by the time I was 14, 15. I was
basically completely sparked out so that I didn't have to feel anything. I was stuck in a drug addiction that I couldn't step away from. I was stuck in exercise addiction. I was stuck in diet mentality and trying to be as thin as I could. I was really quite a severe addict, I think is the word. So then by the time that I was 25, I had a moment where I decided it was sort of enough was enough and I had to get well. And really from that day, which was actually the 27th of August,
no 15 way. Years.
Yeah, it was. And
oh my God, that's a really special day in my life.
How is it? How come?
Yeah, it's the day that my dad died.
But, oh my
but
God.
Before I was born, but it's like the day that like me and my family always, it was a very special day. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Don't you love that? It's a special day. So we'll be speaking in future every year. Yeah. So that send love to each other.
Absolutely.
It was a big deal. And I think, you know, I went through recovery. I went through NA, AA, CA, OA, all of it. I went through all of this stuff for a really long time. And some things worked for me and some things didn't. And I realized as I was getting clean and sober and better, I would say, that a lot of this was to do with my mindset. I mean, I need to be honest that when I got clean that day, I was like 90 pounds in weight. I'm 5'6".
Yeah.
My hair was falling out. My nails were coming off. I was jaundiced. I mean, I was a really sick girl. And every day, I just wanted to get better. You know, I got to therapy. I did a load of that. And then I got to this place where I sort of thought, you know, I've done a lot of work, but I don't want to stay labeled as, you know, an addict, an alcoholic, an anorexic, da, 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 da. I want to get better. They kept talking about this bridge to normal living. And I was like, I don't want to stand on the bridge. I want to cross the bloody bridge and move on and have a life, you know? So I decided that the best way to do it was to do it for myself. And so I traveled basically around the world and started to study about mindset, about my brain, about how all of this stuff worked. And it was a point where it was like, okay, you know what? I'm going to just get better. And I studied and studied and studied and studied. I had a lot of different teachers, you know, people saying all different things. And I worked out what was right for me. And when I came back to London, people kept coming up to me and they kept saying to me, hey, Jacqueline, you know, could I ask you, what do you think about this? Or what should I do about that? Or blah, 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 blah. And I was so open-minded at this point. And I thought, my gosh, I think I'm here for bigger things. Like, I think I'm here to be doing this and have going through all of that in order to help people. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to start a baby business and just see how this goes.
Yeah.
And that's what I did. And, you know, I've been very lucky. It's grown and grown and grown and grown. I've worked for people that I, you know, would have only ever dreamt of before. You know, I've been part of many amazing experiences working with lots of different people, brands, concepts. And, you know, I was going through some stuff the other day and I realized I've worked since like turning 25 and sort of helping people do this as well. I've worked with over 5,126. Wow. And that's a lot of people. And I think, you know, I have to say to you that it's a beautiful experience to go through. And I also need to say, I'm also myself still learning. Like, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, I've done all this work and I've done all this stuff and I've got it. Because I don't think any of us do. But I do think what's important is to remain open-minded and willing to constantly be learning. So it may be that I've learned a few more tools than other people and I can help them see that and do that. But I don't put myself in a place of being this perfect person that's got it all figured out. And I think anyone that does say that to you, run a mile.
Yeah. I mean, it's an amazing story of like just pretty much everything that we are ever taught. Let go, let it be, the problems are pathways, like all the things we've focused on, you epitomize all of that with your whole story. And I think that's probably when we move on to what we're talking about today, is one of the biggest things is people are striving for this perfect, aren't they? And they think they have to have it all figured out. And that's, I know for me, I've got frustrated with myself and my journey and where I'm meant to be, because I'm like, but I'm not here. I was meant to be here. And instead of noticing how much I have achieved. And the biggest thing I learned this year was all about teachers, mentors and lessons. And you spoke quite a lot there about how you've had these mentors and these teachers in place and you're always learning. And is that something that you always say to your clients to make sure that they always know that this is always a learning game and there is always so much more to learn? Is that quite a key thing?
You know, it's funny, actually, I posted something on Instagram this morning. I love Instagram, you know, used correctly. And I planted something this morning about, you know, the day that you plant the seed is not the day that you bear the fruit. And I think a lot of the time we live in this society today, which is very much now, 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 I've got to have it now. And
life doesn't work that way. And I think patience is underrated and underestimated. And I think that we need to be talking about that kind of thing. I also think that, you know, this thing of perfection, it always makes me giggle because it's like, I've worked with all these people and I've never met a perfect one. And it's like, why do we think, in quotes, thought process, but why do we think we need to be perfect? I think that's the more important thing. It's like, we're very aware that we're looking on Instagram and seeing Photoshopped pictures and not real life, you know? And this kind of stuff, it's like, you have to start to question your own sort of sanity around that stuff of like, if you really know in your heart perfection doesn't exist, and I'm sure that a lot of us know that, then what is it that you're actually aiming for? And it's, yeah. You know, there's always deeper questions to be asking. That's what I do a lot in my office of like, you know, it's very hard to do the stuff on our own sometimes, yeah, which is easy to get a bit of help and go, okay, wait a second, I don't quite get why I'm doing that, because it's always the why.
Yeah, and I think that's the biggest thing a lot of us, especially what I'm learning and in my work, the more and more I'm working with people, is nobody's tuning in to ask themselves any questions anymore, mainly because they don't know what questions to ask themselves, but also because they don't understand the power of it. And is that something that you would say is kind of one of the common things that you give people, like your clients?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's the beauty of being able to do this. Also, that's why, you know, sorry, this sounds like a shameless plug and it isn't, but it's just in the right conversation, is that's why I built the Life Class, because, you know, it's this course online that teaches you how to ask yourself these questions. Yeah. And I think we get taught at school maths and geography and physics. I mean, I sort of got taught some of that, but I got thrown out of most of it because I was on drugs. But I mean, most of the time people get taught that stuff at school and no one says to you, hey, this is how you manage your head. Yeah. This is how you manage how you feel. This is how you keep yourself managed so that you live a happy life. And they don't teach you that. And I really am a big believer that if they did, I think we'd have a completely different generation of people. Yeah. We'd have happier people. We'd have people that were nicer to each other.
I can't believe you've just said that. It's actually given me goosebumps. So this morning I did my morning workout, yoga, meditation and journaling. And I journaled this whole concept of going into schools and teaching, you know, having a syllabus on not, or having a class on this where kids learn this from a young age, because I just keep thinking like, how we all figure it out when we're like 25, 26 and something bad's happened. Yet if we were programmed with that headspace before we even learn anything else, like exactly as you said, like where would we come? And it's just amazing that you've just said that. Maybe that's something we can work on together, going into these schools and pitching that out. But I think what you've said there, like the planting of the seed thing, is also very interesting, because I had this conversation literally with a friend yesterday on the way home, and she's in the same line of work essentially as I am, but a little bit more travel-based. And we were talking about planting the seed and how things are coming into like fruition for me now that I planted seeds for 2 years ago. And that's the key, isn't it? Is not getting frustrated with why is it not happening and why is it not happening, and the ability to be able to let go, which we will go on to a little bit later. But I guess starting afresh is kind of like, what is one of the common themes amongst people that come to you and work with you? Is there a common theme of comparison and not feeling perfect or fulfilled, would you say? Or what kind of things do you deal with mostly in clinic?
All of that. Perfectionism, procrastination. I see a lot of people that come in and say to me, you know, I have anxiety, which, you know, I'm always so amazed at that. It's like people think that this is something that they have and it's just happened and they can't help themselves and it's very powerless. And, you know, I always find that so interesting, because I'm of the school of thought that, you know, I think really creates how I feel. So if my head isn't managed, I'm going to be creating some crazy la-la feelings. Yeah. But once my head is managed, why I choose anxiety? And it's like, it's sort of branded around today as this is the thing that I have and I can't get rid of it. But, you know, I'm big on teaching people actually it's that you don't have it, you're creating it. And because you're creating it, you can unable to do. Just depends on how willing you are. I also think a lot of the time people feel less than, people feel not good enough, people feel that they're not worthy and they don't deserve things. And, you know, I'm on this mission to show people that all of that negative thinking is completely unreal and it's not the truth.
And where do you think that thinking comes from? Like, why are we so hard on ourselves? Why do we compare ourselves so much to others? Do you think it's a social thing, or do you think it's something that's like innate within us, or something that triggered us in childhood?
I think it's a mixture of everything, Becky. I think a lot of it is definitely childhood stuff. I think that a lot of it is the society that we live in today. You know, everything is based on what you look like, and men have got to have six packs and women have got to be ageless. And it's a joke, really. When you step out of that, you just think, wow, like this whole thing is just madness. And it's like, if we're defining ourselves by the fact that we've got super skin or something, or we're 6'2" and we're a size zero, and then we're supposedly perfect and have this perfect life, it's like, well, what happens when you get to 64? Like, are you meant to not like yourself anymore? Yeah. Like, you know, it's such a joke. And I think that, again, a lot of that stuff doesn't matter when your head's right, because you just don't buy into it. And you can wear a pair of nice shoes, but it doesn't really mean anything. Yeah. Or you see someone else in great shoes and it doesn't really mean anything. It really comes down to the thinking.
And how can we go about changing that thinking so that we do have that mindset? Because I was that girl who had to have everything designer. I loved clothes. I was obsessed, because I thought all those things make me happy. And I think one of the biggest things I've noticed in my personal self over the last year is I still love all of those things. I can't help it. I walk past something, I'm, oh, I have to have those. I love them. But it no longer defines my happiness. Like you said, I have nice shoes, but it doesn't make me. And I have noticed that it stopped me buying as many, but I still love all those nicer things because they make me feel good, but it doesn't define me. So how does someone like differentiate those two mindsets from like wanting and feeling like they need all of those things to be happy?
I think it's an unraveling. I think the first step in any work that you do is to become conscious. And a lot of the time we're walking around completely unaware that buying a pair of shoes is the answer to all my problems. Like, once we become conscious of, hang on a minute, is this really going to make me happy? Or why am I looking for this jolt of happiness in a pair of shoes? Like, what's going on for me? Once we can get there, then you can take the steps to change it. But the consciousness is key. And I think you do start to take these steps of understanding this. And then, as you say, a pair of shoes is really lovely because they're a pretty color and you think, oh, they're great. And I love high heels and I'm going to put them on. But you know that that is not the answer to your happiness, right?
Absolutely.
That's the be all and end all of you being happy that day, you know, because happiness doesn't come from a person, place or thing. Happiness comes from your mindset, right? Happiness comes from your thinking. It doesn't come from anything other than that. Like, it really doesn't. And a lot of people will struggle with that. They'll be like, yeah, but happiness comes from da 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 da, but it doesn't. Happiness absolutely comes from your head and your thinking. Yeah. The work that I do is, you know, sometimes it's a bit of a process for people and it takes a bit of time to, in quotes, get it, because we're so conditioned that material things or being a certain weight or having a six pack or owning a yacht is the answer to all of our problems. And it just isn't.
And do you think that the problem in itself is that we're so obsessed with a quick fix that people, they really struggle to know that things take time? Like, for me, I thought last year was a really learning journey, and it's just been like, I know we're always learning, but the last 2 years have been really life-changing, whereas you were kind of used to that, like, 6 weeks to a better you and 6 weeks to more abs. And do you think that's kind of part of the biggest problem with people wanting to unlock that journey?
I do think that's a big part. Anytime you see 6 weeks to this or 10 days to that, I just want people that are listening to this to start finding the humor in that, because that's just a marketing ploy. And real life is very different. I mean, think about having an operation, for example, and, you know, a surgeon will be like, yep, you're going to be up and out in like 2 weeks, da, 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 da. But first of all, you need to think about bio-individuality, that everybody's body is different, and what might take you 2 weeks, Becky, might take me four, you know, and that's not right or wrong. That's just how it heals. And also, your body's got its own way of healing. So is your brain and so is your mind. And it's like, the more that we learn to give ourselves a break and to go a little bit slower with these things, the better it gets. That doesn't mean sit on your ass and do nothing and just expect that the world comes to you, because it doesn't. But even one little thing every day makes a major difference.
Absolutely. And I guess if we go back to, like, we're looking on social media, we're constantly comparing ourselves to others, we're not tuning into ourselves, or we're judging others. How does being in that headspace block our ability to really lead a happy life and kind of be our full potential? By having all of that in place, how does it stop us?
I think the first thing I want to say to you is that if you're doing things like that, your brain is not managed. I mean, you've got a choice to look through Instagram and be like, oh my God, that's really cool, or that looks fun, or I really like this place to go on holiday. She looks like she's having a great time, and it's Instagram, you know, or you go through Instagram and go, oh my God, I wish I had her butt. I wish I had her dress. I wish I had her money. I wish I blah, blah, blah. And either way is a choice, right? And that's the point. You know, how do you want to do these things? And again, it's about learning how to get your mind right so that when
when you are going to go onto Instagram, because it's everywhere, and of course, unless, you know, you want to switch it off from your phone, which you can do as well. But I'm really a big believer of doing these things in the right headset. For example, I love Vogue and I love fashion and I'm really into that kind of thing. And I find it very, for me, therapeutic to switch off sometimes and pick up Vogue and read it. Now, when I do that, I pick up Vogue and I'm very aware that I'm about to pick up a book of pictures that have been photoshopped, that have got clothes in a magazine that are like, make me laugh, that I wouldn't spend. I mean, I don't know, I haven't got that kind of money, but people will spend, I don't know, £150,000 on a skirt. And it's like, and I'm going to look at that and I'm going to do that in the right mindset so that I still find the joy of reading Vogue, right? I'm not picking up Vogue going, oh my God, she's 15 on the front and I'm 41 and this is really sad. And like, my head is right. Yeah. And I think when you can do that, you don't have those sorts of problems anymore. Mm. So you've got to manage yourself and you've got to learn how to do it.
Yeah. And I guess that's my next question is, what are some of the tools you give people to learn how to do it? And I know it's a big job and I know there's a lot of unraveling, but if there were like three key
it's not a major big job, Becky. What it is first of all, I'm going to say it's an open-mindedness to do it differently, because people hang on so much to their beliefs because it's what they think keeps them safe and it's what they know. And you know, most of the time I would say step one is just be open-minded to doing it differently. Yeah. And step two is become willing. It's like your way is not working, in which case you've got to be willing to do it differently. And, you know, beliefs are very strong. Think about a suicide bomber. They have been.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/ACAST, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/ACAST.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Indoctrinated to believe, in quotes, that if they strap an explosive around themselves and kill themselves up, they're going to heaven for 72 virgins. Yeah. You know, and they're doing this amazing thing. That's how strong a belief is. People are willing to kill themselves. So you've got to understand that those kind of beliefs that a lot of the time that we're holding just aren't true. So you've got to be open-minded to see it differently. You've got to be willing to look at it another way. And third of all, you've got to understand your way doesn't work, right? Yeah. So that's the first step before you even start any work. And a lot of this stuff, it's just practice and a little bit of energy, and then you sort of pick it up. But consistency is key in the beginning to learn how to do it differently. And then once you've done that, you can just keep moving, and it's practice, practice, practice. And, you know, I love it. I have clients come in my office and they're like absolutely sure this problem that they've got is never going to go away. Mm. And then over the next week, you know, I see people usually once a week or twice a week, you know, then it's like, okay, I'm not really sure. And I'm trying it this way, I'm trying it that way. And then after a while, it's like, oh my God, this thing happened and I just did that. And this thing happened and I just did that. And it's just like, I watch these people's lives change. And the beautiful thing is this, Becky, the situations that they're in are not changing. Yeah. It's their thing that's changing, right? Yeah. And that's what I love. It's like when you really understand, sorry, I'm going off on a tangent, when you really understand that you cannot change people and you cannot change things and you cannot change the plane being delayed and you cannot change that your boyfriend's late for dinner for the 14th time, you've got to learn how to change your own thinking, because that's creates how you feel. And that's massive.
Is a massive part of that letting go and surrendering to what will be, and what is meant to be, will be. Because I think that's the biggest thing I've learned. But I think there is this, you let go, but then you also need to sow the seeds to be able to let go. Is that, or you also need the mindset to be able to let go? And
yeah, I think you have to learn, sorry to interrupt you, but I think you have to learn about the mindset, because saying to people, just let go, all sounds great, but it's probably the hardest thing in the world to do. I know, right? I was, you know, type A, holding on to a drug addiction, or holding on to a diet pill addiction, or whatever it was, you know, and people were saying, you know, just let go, let go. It's like, well, you know, of course I fucking want to let go, but how the fuck do you do it, right? Yeah. Like, it's really easy to say to someone, you know, just let go and surrender, but that's the hardest thing in the world to do. I think the key is this, Becky, when you understand what you're doing to yourself, that's when you can start to really release the grip a little bit. So you really fully understand that it's you doing this to you, no matter what's going on in your life, that's when the work really starts to kick in.
Yeah. And it is something that just changes every day, isn't it? It's like a different journey every day, a different lesson every day. Because I think that's the thing, is people expect that the moment they've gone, okay, I'm making this decision, again, they think, right, that's it now, it's got to go away, surely. But it's the daily, like, reminder, as you said, like, I have implemented things in place now when I go on Instagram, you know, either I don't do it at certain times, so try not to do it first thing in the morning, or try not to do it just before I go to bed, or I'm going into it with a headspace of like, okay, just like put your filter on, enjoy it for what it's for, and don't get caught up in what she's doing and what he's doing and what that person's doing. But is that literally just the case? You've just got to get in your head, like, don't.
Yes, but no. I mean, first of all, you've got to get your thinking right. So yeah, before you do these sorts of things, you know, you've got to manage your mind. You've got to understand this stuff so that you can. I feel like all that stuff sounds quite controlling to me, of like, yeah, okay, I control it here and I got to control it there. And yeah, I think,
absolutely,
yeah, I feel like control is such an illusion. It's an illusion with food. It's an illusion in life. It's like, you don't have any control, right?
Yeah.
And I think when you understand that, it then becomes sort of easier to go, okay, well, then what do I need to do to make myself feel better? If I can't control this and this, control just creates more problems. Control creates the opposite of the letting go and the surrender, right? It's the, yeah, opposite. And then the energy's off. I'm big on energy. So I feel like with that kind of stuff, it's very important to go, okay, the first thing you want to do is question this comparison thing. It's like, what's that about for you? I, yeah, mean, care and despair, right? Like, I'm really a big believer of looking at other people's things and, you know, with the right mindset. So for example, recently Princess Eugenie just got married, and Derek, I can never pronounce his last name, Blasberg or whatever, he posted up this picture of all the Delevingnes, Cara and Poppy and everybody and him, and all like spread over the sofa like, oh my God, best weekend ever. And it looked like a really cool picture. I was speaking about this to a client recently. And, you know, you can look at a picture like that. It's like they were the cool crowd. And I was like, wow, that's such an interesting thought of like, he's made them in his mind the cool crowd. It's like, well, who decides that they're cool? Number, yeah, one. And number two, it's like, you know, that was a staged photograph. And number three, every single one of those people in that photograph has a real life, which means they also miss planes and have problems in their relationships and sometimes eat too much sugar and blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you deconstruct that stuff in your brain, you can then look at that picture and be like, oh, that's a nice picture. And that's it, right?
Yeah.
You've got to deconstruct it through your brain first. And that way you don't need to set limits around what time you're looking at Instagram, because, yeah, it just won't matter.
Yeah. So in your mindset, to drop those kind of comparisons, it really is just like building up your mindset. What are your thoughts on like knowing what you've got? So like really focusing on the things that you have in your life that are going on and the things that make you happy. Do you think that is key to not worrying about what other people around you are doing?
I just know that I can do me and you can do you, yeah, Becky. I just know that my life is different from your life and your life is different from mine, and that my hair is different from your hair and your hair is different from mine. And my husband is probably different from, you know, a guy that you're seeing, whatever, and they're different guys, and that where I live is different from where you live, and my ass shape is different from your ass shape. So I don't see the point in comparing, because, yeah, you're not me and I'm not you. So I don't see the point of putting anybody like above me in this special place or below me. And the only time you're doing that is when you're insecure in yourself. So why would you want to feel insecure in yourself? Because everybody's different, right? Yeah. So I'm very happy at looking at pictures and go like, oh my God, Becky looks so like happy there. And that's so lovely. Instead of going, oh, Becky looks happy and I'm not happy. And I just wouldn't allow my brain to go there. So, no.
big believer of, as I say, the mindset really matters, and comparing is so pointless. Becky, unless you and I were born with the same DNA in the very same moment and lived the very same life and had the very same outlook and the very same, then maybe it might be possible to compare, right?
Yeah.
But we haven't got anything like that. And I don't have that with anyone in the world, and they don't have that with me. So why would I compare?
I love that. It's a very like straight to the point answer. There's so many people that talk about, well, you've got to understand what you love about yourself, and we need to focus on all those really great things. And actually, you're just literally simply saying, look, we're all different. There's just no question about it. And there's not even any point on wasting time going any further than the fact that we're 100%. Different.
And you know what, Becky, like, I want to be different. I don't want to be like, right? And I don't understand that either. Of like, I look sometimes on Instagram and I see these girls and I see them all look the same. I see the same eyebrow shape, the same nose, the same lip liner, the same. And I think it's such a shame. It's like half the time these women, I think, if they just were naturally themselves, they'd look 1,000 times more beautiful. And second of all, what's this thing about wanting to fit in and be the same with everyone else? It's like, be you, just enjoy your freckles and enjoy your red hair and enjoy your beautiful curls and love your body. And life's so bloody short. It's like, why are people so stuck in this place of I'm not good enough? It's like, who decides that? You decide. And if you think you are and you're going to choose to believe in yourself, go and have a great life, you know. And this is the key. It's like you get to choose this. You get to choose whether you wake up in the morning and want to put yourself down, or you get to choose whether you get up in the morning and smack your ass and go, I'm hot and I'm bringing it on today. Yeah. Like, that's totally your choice.
It's almost like people enjoy being the victim, don't they? It feels safer there. It feels more comfortable for them to be unhappy and wake up and go, I don't feel great today and I don't look good and this is horrible. And it is just literally a simple, I am going to feel good today and things are great for me. And exactly as you said, there's no point wasting any other time on it. Life's too short.
You can, but how happy are you going to be? You know, I'm a really big believer if I get to choose how I feel. So why would I choose to feel upset or angry or less than or not good enough? Like, why would I choose to feel those feelings? You know, I've just got this gorgeous puppy. I'm sure you've seen her flood Instagram feed. And, you know, she's just full of energy, full of love, full of happiness. Like, everything's amazing. Everything's great. Everything's fun. And I think, gosh, dogs can really teach us a lot. You know, my dog is not sitting in her cot right now going, oh, I really wish I was a Labrador, or I really wish I hadn't eaten that bone today because, you know, my body doesn't look good. I mean, what are we doing to ourselves? Like, it's so pointless, you know. And they teach you to live in the moment. And I think that's so important. Yeah. We forget to live in the moment.
No, I think you're so right. I mean, there's obviously the comparison and the judging others, but actually I think a lot of people focus massively on what are they thinking of me? And actually nobody gives a shit, do they, what you're doing? That's one thing I've learned.
Yeah, when I saw you in my office, it's like, no one fucking cares. I mean, I learned that when I first got clean. I remember saying to this guy, you know, oh my God, I can't come to this place because, you know, I just don't look right. And he was older, this man, much older than me. He was like 65, 66. And I was, I think, 25. And he was like, Jacqueline, no one fucking cares about your jeans. Yeah. And for me, it was like a wake up call. I was like, what do you mean no one cares about my jeans? But he was like, everybody cares about their own jeans. Like, what are you worried about? Yeah. And, you know, I really hold that true today. It's like, nobody cares about what I'm wearing, what I'm doing. I mean, Becky, when I met you in the office a couple of weeks ago, and I said to you, okay, tell me what I was wearing. I'm telling you now, you will not remember unless you said to me something like, oh, I love those.
I remember the trainers just because we had a conversation. Okay,
but, you know, would you remember what style my hair was in and what color my eyeshadow was and what color my jeans were and where they sat on my hip? And
remember that you looked effortlessly fabulous. That's literally all I remember. But yeah, you're so right.
I feel that looking that way comes from my thought process, you know, feeling sexy or feeling confident or feeling whatever. It all comes from your thought process. And it's as simple as that.
And that is literally the key. It's amazing listening to you. It's literally like, I don't care. Nobody cares. Just get on with it. Change your mindset and move forwards. It's kind of like where you're coming at. And it's actually such a nice way.
Absolutely. Unless, of course, you want to sit in a place of self-pity and victim mentality and my life's really rubbish and everyone else can do it better. Like, you can do that, but it's like, what a boring life that you're leading. Why would you want to do that to yourself?
And it's like you that's doing that to yourself.
sun. And I think that stuff is really important. Now, I'm not belittling feeling rubbish. I mean, trust me, I know that feeling. I did that for many years through my addiction. But what I am saying is, you can feel rubbish and then you can get help and then you can change it. Don't sit in the pain.
Yeah.
You don't have to sit in the pain. That's the beauty of this. And when I talk about the pain, I'm talking about pain in a place of knowing. I know that pain. I've been there. You know, you look at me today or you hear my business or even now talking to you and you wouldn't believe the person I was, you know, when I was sick. And it's literally person A, person B. But I'm so passionate about this because I know that if I can do it, and I'm talking on the floor, you know, waking up in hospitals, having had my stomach pumped for the fourth time, you know, this kind of thing, because I'd wanted to end it all and all this kind of stuff. I know if I can get from there to here, you sure as hell can.
Yeah.
I'm not special or different, right? It's all in the mind.
Absolutely. And I think that's almost the key from the take home of this podcast is that if I was to say to you even now, right, okay, three tips for someone who is waking up in that victim mindset, is caring about what other people are doing, is thinking poorly of themselves, the tip literally is from your set is change your mindset and decide to feel good, isn't it? It's literally like get help and just believe on that journey, isn't it?
Yeah, and just understand that, you know, you're feeling that way because of your head and it's not your fault because you haven't learned how to challenge your thinking. So it's not your fault that you're thinking this way, but you don't have to stay in that place is what I would say. Like you can if you want to, but there is always hope and there is always a light at the end of the tunnel and there is help out there and it is possible to change. It is possible. And the other thing I want to say is as you go through this stuff, it's like never ever look at the rest of your life. It's like, I'm still doing one day at a time, right? So like, as long as I can get to bed today, not doing this or taking care of that or blah, 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 then I'm cool. Sometimes we just need to slow it down. As I said earlier, put it into bite-sized chunks and everything, Becky, is possible. Everything.
I love what you are going back to what we just spoke about at the beginning is everything is possible, but everything just happens. It's meant to, doesn't it? And that is what you said about not letting go, but like letting things come to you and believing that things will always wind up on you when you need it. Is that kind of how you go about living your daily life?
Yeah.
Just trust.
Believer in connection, and I'm a big believer in energy, and I'm a big believer in it's working how it's meant to. And I'm a big believer in doing the best I can with what I've got, putting one foot in front of the other, trying my hardest to do the best I can, which is not perfection, but just doing the best I can because good enough is good enough. And putting out into the world all the positivity and the goodness that I can. And I think that stuff's really important and that's really enough for me. Like I don't need to be more than that. Like that's okay.
No, that's really powerful. And I'm sure people listening to this will be literally flying out the door because I know that I will be. You've just lifted me up massively anyway. And I know how people can work with you in terms of you do a lot of one-to-one coaching, don't you? But also the life class is something that I know has two kind of facets to it, which is incredible anyway. And one of them, which I would love to do one day, but please tell my audience a little bit more about the life class and just how people can work with you.
So the life class is my school online and it's everything I've ever learned since I was 25. So it's a lot of information over 6 modules. It's sort of laser focused, sharp. It's videos, worksheets. It's 6 modules of learning how to get your mind right. So it's everything that we're talking about today. It's teaching you how to do that online. And it's a really cool course. I mean, it's life changing. We've had lots of students on there that have literally changed their lives from doing this course. So it's sort of a little secret weapon. It's something you can get on your iPhone. It's something you can do on the train. It's something you can do waiting for your date. It talks about lots of different things like how to manage your feelings, how to manage your head, confidence, anxiety, depression, all that kind of stuff, goals, everything. So it's a powerful course. And then the other course it runs is if somebody wants to be a life coach themselves, we run a certified course for that too. So that's also on that. So yeah, thelifeclass.com.
Amazing. Incredible. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Honestly, I feel like I've had a massive rocket up my ass and I'm like ready to take on the day in a more positive way. So thank you personally. For all of you listening, Jackie can be found at Jacqueline_Hurst_, isn't it, on Instagram?
Jacqueline_Hurst_.
Yeah, and then it's www.jacquelinehurst.com. Everything will be in the show notes anyway, so you can find her and reach out to her. And I'm sure she will be happy for you guys to reach out via direct messages just to say hi, or should you have any further questions with working with her. But thank you so much. It's been a powerful one and I've definitely learned a lot and I'm ready to
run out the
Thank
door.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much, and I will speak to you very soon.
Amazing. Thanks, Becky. Lots of love.
Bye.
You have been listening to the Alternatively Healthy Wellness Podcast Series by Becky Raven. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Please feel free to leave your comments and feedback below, and don't forget to give us a lovely little rating. For more information on our podcasts, other episodes, and to find out more about what we do, please visit www.alternativelyhealthy.co.uk. And remember, shaping the healthiest version of you means looking purely at you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.